Allah Ta'ala to create us. It wasn't any command from anybody. Allah Ta'ala is independent. Allah don't need anybody. Doesn't need anybody to serve him. Don't owe anybody a favor. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala through his mercy, through his rahmat. Allah Ta'ala created insan, and Allah Ta'ala created thousands of creation around insan, around human being, to see to the need of human being. Huge sky is for the human being's benefit. Mountain, trees, animals, everything is for the benefit of and for the khidmat and the service of insan. So when Allah Ta'ala created thousands of creation to the service of insan, means so much Allah Ta'ala do for insan. Obviously, Allah should expect something back from insan. Not that because he needs, as is the right of an insan to know that what he has to give back to Allah Ta'ala. So many things insan benefits from. But how you benefit from these things according to the wish and the will of Allah, that's where there comes the guidance from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Through Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and revelation to Anbiya alayhi salam, Anbiya alayhi salam don't make their own deen, don't make their own laws, but they pass it on to human being what comes to them from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. A Nabi does not say anything on his own, but is Allah Ta'ala talking on the tongue of the Nabi. So without teachings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, teachings of Anbiya alayhi salam, insan would not know how to live in this world according to the wish and the way of the Creator. Because Allah Ta'ala created. He is everything insan benefits from, created for him. So obviously, nothing else besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the teachings of Allah Ta'ala can make insan understand that what his duty as a human being living in this world, what he has given back to Allah, what he must give back to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave us ears, Allah Ta'ala gave us eyes, mouth, hands, feet. Allah gave us understanding, aql. But even these things cannot make us reach to our goal, what Allah Ta'ala want from us. Example is given, the person looks at the wall. Our eyes, it will tell us the color of the wall, what color the wall is. But without looking at it, just the intelligence will not tell you the color of the wall. The eyes will say. So you got your intelligence, but it cannot help you certain places. Certain answers cannot give, cannot provide certain answers in life. When a person looks at the, with the, through the eyes, and now he saw the color, but then this wall is made by somebody who will say that akal will give the understanding that this wall must be made by somebody. Hands even won't say, your hand you can just touch, but that answer that somebody must be made this, it never just come on its own. So the eyes give some answers to the questions of life, hands give, akal give also. But why this wall is made, how we must use this wall, what we must do this with this, what we must not do, who will give an answer for that? That is a teaching. That is, akal won't give an answer for that. Lots of time, you know, people, we say lots of things, we don't think what we say, because we hear other people saying, we get carried away. Now, people committing crime because they haven't got education. Lots of people, no, that is not answer. Of people who are committing crime, different kinds of crimes, are more uneducated or educated? Are more educated than educated, than uneducated. So it's not because of uneducated and no education, that's why people don't know how to live, don't know how to behave, don't have a good akhlaq and a character. No. Otherwise, we wouldn't have so much disaster. All the kind of people, from bottom to top, you'll find involved in a crime. And yet, 99% are so-called educated. So it's not because of no education, that's why people doing this, people doing this, people doing this wrong. No. So, even the akal doesn't help the person to live. Only thing which helps a person to live a correct way, how he's supposed to be living, that is the revelation, teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is revelation coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without that, how educated person can be? Without the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person cannot live a life how he's supposed to be living, what his creator wants from him. It's only in our term we say it, wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revelation came to our Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of the Quran. Only when the age of 40, obviously before that, before he reached to the age of 40, he lived amongst the people of Makkah Mukarramah for so many years, born and brought up. He had such a beautiful akhlaq, character, that everybody had a respect for him. Although he was not teaching anything to anybody, because no revelation came till then. He was called Amin, Sadiq, the most truthful, the most trustworthy. People's amanat, trust, is to be kept by him. Even after the Nabuwat, when they become enemy, and they hated him most, even then, if they had to trust anybody, it was him, nobody else. That's why when the time came for him to leave, permission from Allah came to migrate from Makkah Mukarramah. He had amanat for so many people. Amanat for who? Most of the people whose amanat was the enemies. So although they made his life miserable, make him come to this level where he has to leave, Therefore, he is looking, when he is leaving, he is looking, turning back, looking at the Kaaba. Walking few steps, walking back, looking at the Kaaba. Talking, "Oh Kaaba, I love you. I born around you. I love you. If it was not my people forcing me to leave this city, I would never leave." So he was made to reach to that level, but still people had trust. If trust anybody, it was him. Revelation came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that revelation was came, it was well guarded. It was pure form 100%. Until today we have the revelation from Allah. That's why we must have full yaqeen, conviction, that the Quran Kareem and Ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we have, are in a pure form till today. There is no book anybody has in its purest form what we have. Teachings of Anbiya Alayhi Salam, life of Anbiya, even other Anbiya, the people who call that they follow those Anbiya, even they don't have that much history of those Nabis what we have in our teachings of Quran, teaching of Hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why sometimes they used to ask Sahaba, "What you say about this? What you say about? Go ask your Nabi." Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell them things which they didn't know about their own Nabi. For those who Hidayat was written, they realized that no. It's nobody in the world knew about our Nabi. Even we don't ourselves, we are the so-called masters in our books and forerunners, leaders in our so-called religion. We didn't know about something, and how nobody could tell him. If he said and he elaborated on these points and topics what we wanted to learn, if he did it, it was not from him, not from anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. History has recorded everything. Everything is recorded. Revelation come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadrat Jibril sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to bring revelation in a different forms. Sometime Sahaba Kiram says we used to hear that is like as somebody, when the person come in the house, you ring a bell. Could hear a sound, you cannot understand what the sound is saying. But that's a revelation coming to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at that point, at that seconds, he could not understand. But afterwards, as soon as the sound stopped, already he knew what Allah Ta'ala wanted to say to him, what is revealed to him. Sometime revelation come, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to feel the weight of it. In a severe winter cold, when the revelation come, he began perspiring. The effect of the revelation, effect of the wahi. Sometime revelation coming while he is on the camel could not, cannot take the weight, sit down. One Sahabi radiallahu anhu was saying, once Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, Mubarak head was resting on my thigh, revelation started coming. The weight of that revelation, he began feeling such a weight, heavy, that he thought his thigh is still break. It will, his bones will break. Sometime they could hear around Nabi like a humming of the bees. In that form the revelation coming. Sometime angel bring revelation, he come in the form of a Nabi. There was a Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Dahya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sometime angel coming in his form and coming with the revelation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Angel Jibril sallallahu alaihi wasallam bring revelation all the time. But there were times directly wahi was given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were times, very few times it happened that Jibreel was salam came in his original form. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi requested original form. So few times, very few times, but Allah Ta'ala showed him that Hazrat Jibreel was salam. First time revelation came, he was surprised, very shocked. Jibreel was salam came and he hugged him, pressed him, told him, read, Iqra. He said, what I must read? He never go, Anbiya alayhi salam, nobody is the ustad, directly teaching from Allah. Allah is the ustad. So I never learned anything to write and read by anybody, what I must read? Release him, then press, hold him again, hugged him again, pressed, released him again. Three times after that, the first revelation, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaqa al-insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Although this is the last para, these ayats are. But these ayats were the first revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the age of 40. Quran al-Kareem came in the last para, Allah ta'ala speaks. Angel coming. 70 other angels minimum coming with him. Nobody can interfere. Shaitan can interfere. Shaitan even tried to mix up once. Even it happened with the Sahaba Kiram. They're reading, and suddenly they're reading something which is not part of Quran. The Shaitan tried to mix up, add up. So if the Shaitan cannot leave them, where Shaitan going to leave us? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought, he gave Quran to us, what is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. What Quran we have, not only we have here, but it's preserved in a Lohe Mahfuz, sacred tablets, is preserved on the arsh. Who can go steal from there? Nobody can steal. First revelation came from there, from Allah Ta'ala. Then from there, with the Kaaba, we have a Kaaba. Kaaba of the angels, Baytul Ma'mur it's called, Baytul Izzat, on the first heaven. Then from there, it came, that was in a big night, Laylatul Qadr, Ramadan. First revelation took place there. Then from there, as it was need, as Allah Ta'ala wanted to revelation to come down, sometime the whole surah, sometime few ayats, sometime even one ayat, sometime even part of the ayat only, not even the full ayat, as it was a need, wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a revelation. So the point we learned to today is the Quran al-Kareem, what we have is a Quran and a Kalam of Allah, is a true Kalam of Allah, unchanged, and it will not be changed till Qiyamah. Lots of time we hear lots of rumors, lots of things. Israel trying to change Quran. They want to make a new Quran. They tried. Many times they tried, but it never worked and will never work. They will carry on trying. Because Allah Ta'ala has taken guarantee, responsibility to protect the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah say, we reveal and we will protect it till Qiyamah. We protect. People will try to change. Nowadays you'll find lots of Qurans, even the Qurans. If the person doesn't know, you'll find so many mistakes. Before we thought that unintentionally, now intentionally, you can see intentionally. That's why when you want to buy the new Qurans, must make mashwara. That which Qurans I must buy, from where, what print I must buy. Is the Quran, even before you should say kitabs, now even Quran itself, because so much people, enemy is trying to do with the Quran Karim itself. But till today, Quran is in the real in a true form, we have and no other kitabs. Allah Ta'ala revealed so many kitabs before also, before Quran. But Allah never take responsibility to guard till Qiyamah and protect from any mistakes or any mishaps or any addings. Quran Allah took guarantee. That's why Quran is protected till today and till Qiyamah it will be protected. And Quran is not only for the time of Nabi Sahib or Sahaba, time get better or worse till Qiyamah, whatever can happen, whole world can go upside down. Quran teaching is unchanged and is a means of success for us forever till Qiyamah. Lots of time you hear this about by the enemies, and even those who got carried away by the enemies' way of life, they said no. This certain teaching of the Quran, certain laws only for that time. No. The laws for Nabi Sallallahu's time till now and even till Qiyamah will remain the same. And anyone try to do anything against it or in a different direction than the Quran al-Kareem, it will be dooms. It will be unsuccessful. And in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, they're not doing any favor to anybody, but they bring harm to themselves and creating and making Jahannam for themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true muhabbat of the Quran al-Kareem, love of the Quran al-Kareem. Make time every day, even few pages, if not few pages, at least even one page. Our day must not pass without reading at least our eyes. While our eyes are enjoying everything else of the dunya, let our eyes enjoy every day before we sleep at least few words of the Quran al-Kareem. Look and read. Don't forget to make dua for the marhums. Lots of people. Today, one of our musallis in Cape Town passed away also. Allah fill the qabr with noor. Alhamdulillah for those. Lots of people are sick. Make dua for them. All a kind of sickness. Jismani, ruhani, zahiri, batini. Allah Ta'ala give everyone, us also, our mothers and sisters, Allah give them complete afiyat, shifa, ajila, kamila, daima, wastamirra. And protect everybody. Keep us with iman and afiyat. And take us from this dunya also with iman and afiyat. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إن الله لا إله إن الله لا إله إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا إله إن الله لا إله إن الله لا إله إن الله لا إله إن الله لا إن الله لا إله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي حاجات إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهد ان توجه لا هادي الا الله، لا اله 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 إن الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله، ولا كافي إلا الله، ولا وفاء له إلا الله، ولا ستار عيوب إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، إن 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 الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أهلا الله، الله كن هادم، الله الله كن نوح سبنا سينا بن جيتو سكا هو كن جيتو سكا هو كن جيتو سكا هو كن أدم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبابي الله شعبي الله صبابي الله شعبي الله تنتي فنتي هدم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقاما ومقاما. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، اصلح لنا شاننا كله، لا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اعنا على سكرة الموت، اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت، اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي الموت، اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرام، اغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم نسألك تمام الهدوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضاك تمام مغفرتك. اللهم نسألك عيشة نقية ميتة سوية وأدخل المخزي ولا فاضح. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم من احييته منا فعن الاسلام وان توفيته منا توفوا الايمان. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه، اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وربهم في الجنه، اللهم اجعل قبورهم نوره من رياض الجنه. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجزاء ومسيء الاسقام. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجاء نقمتك من جميع سخطك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يحبه وحب عمله يقربنا الى حبك. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Thank you.